This is Dakota Datebook for March 18th. On this date, in 1989, school teacher Lola Geller from Perkett Elementary School in Minot demonstrated a new educational video game called Where in North Dakota is Carmen Sandiego? This event, held at Dakota Square Mall, was the culmination of an epic quest by the North Dakota Database Committee of Minot Public Schools. Technology Director Craig Nansen and his merry band of 13 school teachers researched North Dakota's history and geography, while Broderbund Software wrote the code. On top of a full-time class schedule, the teachers spent hours after school from 1987 to 1989 working on the project. According to Phyllis Landseedel, the teachers worked from 4:30 in the afternoon to 9 o'clock in the evening. Mary Littler remembered, "We were up at Craig's office until 11, 12 o'clock, because we had deadlines to get done." According to the Video Game History Foundation, work on Carmen didn't stop when students left for summer vacation. No classes to oversee meant more time to devote to the game. Over June, July, and August of 1987 and 88, most work sessions lasted until well past midnight. Saturday meetings became the norm as deadlines approached. Their work evoked pride. Phyllis Landseedel said, "Every one of us enjoyed it. It was fun. It was a lot of work." Bonnie Berryman said, "You know, I've never included it in my resume. I should have." Carmen Sandiego underwent some editorial changes. She and her fellow villains transformed from hardened criminals to a band of merry pranksters. Broderbund Software would eventually produce 22 Carmen Sandiego video games. They would inspire 3 TV shows that won 6 Emmys. The North Dakota video game was not among the commercial releases. It was the only version to focus on one state, and Broderbund was compensated for the work from a state subsidy. As an educational product, however, Where in North Dakota is Carmen Sandiego was a roaring success, becoming very popular in North Dakota. Students liked the game. According to a Grand Forks Herald article dated January 30, 1992, one student said that the television version isn't as good as the computer version. The questions are too easy. It can still be played on old Apple II computers. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.